Take me further on down the track. I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm going and I ain't coming back. I'd rather be
Panther Holler
where the sun don't ever shine than to be in some big city.
Welcome back. Eyes on the Outdoors on a beautiful Saturday morning. This segment is brought to you by Thomas Coffee. We've got a little special guest set up for this morning's show. We're going to go out and visit with Mr. Jim Covington from Thomas Coffee. Well, right here in St. Louis, we have a great coffee company that I think some of our hunters, fishermen, and outdoor people have been kind of overlooking. And we've got some information for you this morning. On the line with us, we got our Thomas Coffee guru, the man, the legend, the myth. Hey, Jimmy boy, good morning.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Chris and Maddie.
Glad you could join us today. Let's talk a little bit about Thomas Coffee. Lots of cool stuff going on. You guys have been a great sponsor of the show, and want to tell my listeners you're one of the main reasons they're able to get this show on Saturday mornings. Thomas Coffee, how long have you guys been in the St. Louis area? How long has Thomas Coffee been in business?
Well, we can actually trace our roots back to 1905, but as Thomas Coffee, it's been since 1985.
Right here in St. Louis, I find it kind of amazing that over the years with all the coffee companies out there, that none of them have really done something like this, took this direction to the market of hunting.
Well, you know, it's kind of a funny story, but I've been, you know, at deer camp and turkey camp enough times where you go in and the can of coffee's empty, and it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and you say, now what the heck are we going to do? So this makes it a lot easier for guys.
We have started offering it in a 12-ounce bag for people who, you know, want to use it at home. Nice and convenient. It's just like any other kind of coffee you buy. That you can get at, you know, www.thomascoffee.com. And we've also just come out with a single serve that's available now at all the Deerberg stores. So that's a pretty big step. It'll work in any Keurig. And one of the things about ours is it's 100% recyclable. And that was the biggest beef at one time about those single serve. You know, they were cluttering up the landfills. So those are two pretty big things that have happened. And, of course, we still have, you know, the single packets of the available.
Yeah, we use nothing but 100% Arabica beans, and that refers to the altitude that it's grown at. And it's over 1,200 meters. It's the good, what they used to call, mountain-grown coffee.
Okay.
It's great stuff.
All right, I got a question. My wife wanted me to ask the coffee man a question this morning. You have these in individual packs. They're ready for a pot. But there seems to be a lot of controversy out there. What makes a good pot of coffee? If you were to buy a can of Thomas Coffee, how many scoops or how big a scoops? What makes the perfect pot of coffee? How do you measure that? Some say less. Some say more coffee makes it more flavorful and cuts the bitterness. You tell us.
Generally, one scoop for every cup that you're going to make. Now, you know, some of the coffee makers say, oh, they're 10 cups, but you know that it's 4 cups by the time you fill up a mug. So in that case, I'd put 4 scoops in. If you've got one that's a little bit bigger, put in 5. And after 2 or 3 pots, you'll have it down perfect.
We had some great sponsors at our media hunt that had some great products, and one of those was the coffee. Well, we had coffee supplied for all of our media people and our outdoor writers and our sponsors and kept it flowing. We had a commercial bun coffee pot, and Jim Covington over Thomas Coffee supplied the coffee. Just wanted to tell you how much everybody enjoyed the coffee, and I found it real interesting that some of those guys haven't had Thomas Coffee, and when they had the coffee, you know, they were just like, okay, we're going to have coffee. But once they had a cup of coffee, they took the time to walk over to me and say, what is this? This is really good.
You know, we try to supply the best quality we can and when we put our name on it.
That we need to support a company that supports hunting. You guys, Thomas Coffee is the only coffee company I know that supports in hunting, fishing, camp.
Yeah, you know, it was really it came about out of you know, personal experience of mine of being in a deer camp a few years ago, and you know, somebody forgot to bring the coffee, kind of like old Bobby Whitehead would do. Yeah. But you know, nothing to get you on a bad start than to have no coffee in the morning. So I figured, you know, what's the easiest way where you can have all the bases covered for the guys? And we came up with the idea of individual packets that make one pot of coffee, 12 or 24 in a box with the filters. So you pick up a box and you got all the bases covered. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, works extremely well. We do it. We're having coffee here, of course. We have it every Saturday on the show, your official coffee sponsor of our show, Eyes on the Outdoors. Tell you this, one more time, you hit a home run with our media people. They descended on the Missouri Ozarks for our spring outdoor media hunt. We had a large camp this year. We came in separate groups, but still was, you know, ended up like, you know, 18 people in and out of there for the hunt, and had my big coffee maker and Jim. Awesome. I mean, they couldn't stop talking about the coffee. And, you know, a hunting camp early in the morning when you're rousing them out of bed at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and they got to grab some coffee, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a real good thing. And I did get some emails from a few of them telling me that they really liked it. So I appreciate you using it at your camps, Ray. That really puts the word out there.
But as I travel around the country, you know, I was in Nashville, the turkey seminars down there at the NWTF convention, and had a great response from our commercials. You know, all the commercials that I put in our pre-roll, like in Wisconsin or Illinois, wherever I go, and they come up and go, what is this? Where do you get it? They don't know anything about it. So, you know, we're really trying to get it out there.
People who are interested can get a hold of us at thomascoffee.com, or they can call us on our landline if you want to talk to a human being. It's 314-534-6666. And I can tell you down there at the NWTF, that was great the way you were throwing those out there. It was kind of like they do with t-shirts at a baseball game. You know, I mean, you had everybody all worked up. That was great.
Well, I don't look quite as cute as those girls at the stadium that's throwing the t-shirts, but, you know, maybe to some. Maybe to Bobby Whitehead.
But
I tell you, we talked about it last year when he was on the show, but it is pretty funny when you end up doing the music, bad to the bone, and throwing coffee packets out. And this year was even better because Tony Caggiano had a clown mask on, and so did Brian Clark, and they come out from behind the screen throwing Z-Max packages and coffee to the audience, and they absolutely tore the house down. They love that.
That's fantastic. And Brian from Ray Ray's Barbecue has him in his store down in Kabul.
Oh, he has a nice display.
Yeah,
he has a
good
display. I saw those.
Yeah, so it's available down there for any of the listeners in that area.
Yeah, that's perfect. I never really got the chance to visit with you a lot except for on the phone and email a lot, and then I see you. What I do, see you for 5 minutes in the booth?
Yeah, well, you were pretty busy. I mean, you were, you know, NWTF, you're the guru down there. So, you know, you were pretty busy. You know, we got one guy that's, you know, directly from you, Ray, Cricket Freeman up in Carrollton, Ohio.
Yeah.
He's been really good. You know, he calls and asks questions, and he's a big fan of the coffee and, of course, a big fan of yours. So, you know, we're starting to build a buzz, Ray, and I like to, you know, tell people it's directly related to our association.
Great product, and we got to get you in camp sometime. You know, I invited you down. I told you could stay in a tent, but I didn't hear nothing back from you.
Well, you know, I was going to, but I was afraid Bobby Whitehead would be there. Well, you know, when Bobby gets to talking, you know, he gave a woodpecker a headache. And I just, you know, I like to get some sleep at night. But
cool.
Yeah. You know, we've got a place in Kirkwood called Spencer's Grill. It's been there forever. It's a landmark.
Yeah.
And they use strictly our coffee, and they said that the customers come in specifically for the coffee. I mean,
that
it is so
cool.
Good. It's not. It doesn't burn your stomach up later with acid or anything. You can drink it all day if you want.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
Well,
all right.
I appreciate everything you do for us, Ray. You guys have really helped us out a lot.
And we're going to do a lot more, my friend. We got lots going on. I just wanted to thank you for the sponsorship of the radio programming and also for the media hunts. Coffee was a home run, grand slam home run in turkey camp for everybody.
That's great. I'll tell you, I've been reading your stuff for years, and I couldn't be more pleased than to be a part of the family.
Thank you, Jim. Great having you on the show this morning, and we're going to be seeing a lot of you. We're probably going to have to drag you to one of our camps.
You know, I don't think I'll be screaming and kicking. I think I'll go home pretty easy.
All right, Jim. Thank you, and once again, I'd like to say this publicly. My condolences. You have to work with Bob Whitehead.
Okay, well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. It's been great to talk to you. I really appreciate all you've done to help us.
You're more than welcome, Jim. Give out that information again where they can order the coffee.
Well, they can go to www.thomascoffee.com.
Well, you have officially came the official coffee of Eyes on the Outdoors for both here and our media camps.
Well, Ray, you know, the fact that you endorse us has really helped us. But what I'd really like to do is Bobby and I come down and meet you at the studio sometime. I want to find out where you guys eat breakfast, because that looks great. I mean, it looks like you guys are going to electric chair or something, you know. I mean, that food's piled up pretty high, buddy.
Looks like we're going to electric. Well, it's a secret. I can't tell you where we eat. But if you come down to the studio with us and hang out with us on a show, we'll take you to breakfast, Jim. How's that?
That sounds great, Ray. It's been great to talk to you. I really appreciate all you've done to help us.
You're more than welcome, Jim. Give out that information again where they can order the coffee. Thomas Coffee.
It's www.thomascoffee.com or area code 314-534-6666.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Have a great weekend, okay, my friend?
All right. You too. Thanks, Ray.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
With that, we need to take a break. We'll see you all on the other side.